right around 6 p.m., the work zone will begin to be setting up. You'll see workers out there with the ubiquitous barrels and cones and signs, and they'll be closing off 81 southbound, starting at Adams-Harrison Street, exit 18. All traffic will be forced off there. And that will be closed from that exit all the way down to the southbound Calthrop Avenue entrance ramp.
And so was there a reason for setting this specific date and time for this Friday?
Yes, actually. There's, as you may be aware, there's been a lot of work in the downtown Syracuse area over the past several months. You know, the West Street Project, we had the bridge deck over 690 westbound over Onondaga Creek replaced over a 2.5 week period. We have additional work coming up on West Street after Labor Day. And taking everything into account, the Syracuse Nationals and the fair, this is the window to do it.
Regarding traffic flow, with the first period of construction and the resulting traffic flow, will that dictate how the second period goes, or has the second period already been set in stone regardless?
The second period, the northbound closure, is set to begin Friday, August 9th, and continue to Monday the 19th.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about what traffic jam issues you're expecting or the traffic flow options that you foresee?
Well, the detour information for traffic way up north in Cicero that can use 481 to get around town if they have destinations down by Cortland or Binghamton or further south, use 481 as the bypass around. For traffic coming from the immediate northern suburbs, Liverpool area, the best bet if you have a destination downtown is to either take 690 east to 481 south and come in that way, or traffic can come in, continue along 81 south, and be getting off at exit 18, Adams-Harrison Street.